Thank you. Well, the guys just speak briefly, not feeling too well. And presently awaiting trial here in Ireland, charged with $2.5 million criminal damage to a US warplane at Shannon Airport last February. We don't think what our behaviour in disarming a US Navy warplane going to escalate the war on the children of Iraq was either criminal or damaged. We took our inspiration from the prophecy of Isaiah, big swords and your plowshares. We've been waiting for 14 months for a trial. We've been waiting to go in front of a jury, an Irish jury, and say what we did at Shannon and why we did it. In the meantime, over 10,000 US troops have been commuting through Shannon on the way to the invasion, occupation and plunder of Iraq. And in the last week, in the mainstream media, on Sky, etc., we've seen the images of what the occupation is about, the total humiliation of the people. And it's quite interesting that 1,000 Irishmen are over there as mercenaries. 600 ex-RUC, 400 ex-Northern Ireland prison officers are being paid like £1,000 a day to recreate Long Kesh. Because what you have in Iraq is internment. What you have is picking up people on the most minimal basis and taking them in to be sexually humiliated, to be tortured, and for some people to die in custody. And what that minimally will produce will be what those tactics produced in the 70s in Northern Ireland. It's just insanity. Now, the judge we've got in our case made an order. He said the prosecution had to provide information on 4 months of US military flights through Shannon leading up to the bombing campaign of March 20th last year. And the prosecution was supposed to provide that this January. Now, instead of doing that, the prosecution have initiated a judicial review against that judge's decision. So we're in this kind of Kafkaesque roller coaster ride through the Irish prison and legal system at the moment. Now the prosecution have done that either for two reasons. One is that this Irish government is so sycophantic and negligent that they never bothered to check what was going through this country through Shannon Airport, and they don't know that information. Or two, they don't want to be transparent about that information to the people of Ireland. We know through the Ed Horgan case. Ed Horgan had been in the Irish Defence Forces for 23 years and a commandant, took this government to court last year for betraying the Irish Constitution and its commitment to neutrality. And in that discovery, we know that napalm moved through Shannon Airport. We know the components for Patriot and cruise missiles moved through. We don't know if the body bags are going back through there. We don't know if people have been hooded and shackled and transferred to Guantanamo back through Shannon. Very possible. I think what's happening here today, and hopefully it will develop into a number of soapboxes over the weeks to come, is very exciting. Because we're free. When your society is militarised, and this society is, Irish society is contributing to the war and the massacres in Iraq. When militarisation happens in your society, freedom disappears. And it's quite interesting that the act that created this state, the putting up of a poster in 1916 with the proclamation, is now a criminal act in Dublin. You cannot put up a poster on the wall. So it's so ironic in terms of the creation myths of this state that they've criminalised the very act that began it and initiated it. Last week, we saw 7,000 Garda deployed here in Dublin. We saw water cannon brought down from Northern Ireland and used. We saw the RAF, the British government, given control of Irish airspace. We saw the military waiting in McKee Barracks, ready to be used if necessary. What's happening is very frightening. And there was an experiment done a number of years ago called the boiling frog theory. If you throw a frog into a boiling pot, it will jump out immediately. You put that frog into a pot and heat it up slowly and take away its freedoms and civil liberties, it won't notice until it's too late. So we're going to continue our journey through the courts. We're going to go back to Shannon when George Bush comes on the 25th of June. We're going to draw inspiration from heroic Americans in the military who are refusing to fight, who are now in brigs in the United States. The three Dominican nuns who are doing 3 years in jail for their weapons inspection of an ICBM missile silo in Colorado. And other brothers and sisters throughout the world who are resisting this war. Thank you. Are there any questions?
You.
Question. Can
you tell us about the
other
solution?
Okay, don't vote, it only encourages them. And whoever you vote for, the government gets in. But democracy is more than choosing between Tweedledum and Tweedledummer each few years. Democracy is actually practicing free speech, curiosity like you are doing today. This is more, I think, significant to the health of citizenship and democracy in Ireland than voting in any kind of elections. Because what this government wants, what the powers that be that run this society, which aren't Irish, which are transnational corporations want, is they don't want citizenship, they don't want your curiosity or free speech or your practice of citizenship. What they want is passive consumers to deal with. They want you to think the only freedom you have is at the point of consumption, the choice between Reebok and Nike, between Pepsi and Coke. That's what they want you to think freedom is about. And that freedom is not about that, it's about this. Okay?
Why do you
encourage people not to vote? I don't vote because I'm a Christian, and Christians would not burn incense to Caesar. We're doing quite well in the first 200 years when it was a criminal act to be a Christian. When we got legalized, it was all downhill from there. So it's more as a faith response. I don't think going around getting people not to vote is a significant thing.
I think it's like 35 or 37% of the people are voting now. Yeah. So there's an incredible voter apathy.
Yeah.
People are just checking out of the system. But the point is, that's when they continue passing all these laws that we don't like, that's when they continue doing all the things we don't like.
Yeah.
I think we should have a massive voter revolt, run our own candidates, and take back the country, take back everything, because we're losing it all. We're losing all of our sovereignty, all the rights that we have
in the
fought for.
Okay, in the Ed Horgan case where he said, The allowing of 10,000 US troops through this country each month is in direct conflict to the Irish Constitution. The judge ruled that neutrality in the Irish Constitution is only aspirational. You've got to, and then ruled that he could not make a ruling against the government of the day. So this judge in the High Court was more loyal to the government of the day than the Irish Constitution. And you've got to ask, what else is only aspirational in this Constitution that people like my grandfather fought, killed, and went to prison for?
Well, voter apathy just keeps the regime the same way, the same people.
Yeah.
If you don't vote for the election coming up, that's a vote for Fianna Fáil PDs.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote because I'm too busy resisting the state, but I don't think not voting is a creative act.
Another question, how did that judge get there? Was he appointed by the current political situation? So therefore, if you vote and you change it, then you're also going to change the judges that get appointed. That's the whole point of democracy, because it's supposed to represent you, and this is the only system we have. We have our free speech here that can cause a grassroots movement that can cause all the other things to change. That's why they're so afraid of democracy.
Yeah,
they want us to get together and have this free speech.
I don't believe Christian anarchists, of which I am one, have a monopoly on goodness and truth in the world. I think there are good people everywhere doing good stuff.
Some of those we don't
think are. Yeah. Okay.